What's up, what's up? We got Cinco de Mayo on the house. We got my buddy Mike from Hero Sports on this fine day.
Yes.
Oh.
Get it, son. Get it, son. Yeah.
Oh, snap. That beer straight going. What's up,
you know,
Mike? What's up?
Nah,
what's
man,
up?
What's going on?
Oh, man. We
got living this quarantine life.
I fucking hear you, man. I'm hear you. It's nuts, right?
It has been, man. We, you know, we've really been just kind of shut down recently just because we can't have get-togethers and sports and, you know, just kind of waiting it out to kind of get back to doing what we normally do.
Well, guys, so if you guys just hopping in on the podcast right now, we have the owner, co-owner, I would say the owner of Hero Sports, president, Mike.
President, yeah, I mean, all that. I'm the janitor, too, so I'm, you know, from the top to the bottom, you know.
So the reason I got Mike on here, well, there's a few reasons why. He's sexy as hell.
Well, you know, I think after my boy Luke, you know.
After I have a few more drinks in me, he's going to be real sexy. But
can we get you down to the UFC shorts?
Yeah, you can definitely. Yeah, we might have to bring that one up. We might have to talk about that. I don't remember any of that. So, Mike, he works a nonprofit organization called Hero Sports, and the reason I know him is because through Justin Gaethje. And every week, or every fight, I should say, they come out the week of the fight, and they come out and he brings veterans out. And they come and support Justin, and it's kind of just been a long-term deal. I mean, ever since Justin was in the WSO.
World Series of Fighting. Yeah. I mean, we were coming to World Series of Fighting fight, and, you know, we met in a softball game in New Jersey. He was out training with Frankie Edgar out at Nick Catone's in New Jersey for a fight that Frankie had coming up. And we happened to have a celebrity softball game the same time. And Justin came out to the game, and he didn't play in the game because he had a fight coming up as well. But he came and just hung out with the veteran team and just kind of got to know all of us and just kind of really started the relationship, friendship from there. And he was just like, you know, if you guys ever want to come to a fight, hit me up and hit him up, and we've been to every fight since. You know, we haven't missed one.
Yeah, it's been every since then, and I'm telling you guys, so my job with Justin, it gets done after he gets on the scale. I mean, prior to the fight, you know, I mean, at the fight, it's one thing, but like the whole week, you know, I'm just there for Justin and helping him cut weight and this and that. So when he steps on the scale, he's done in the morning, right? So I get to have a few drinks with my boys here at Hero Sports, and it becomes chaotic, man. Sometimes it's way too much.
I think it's all Ray's fault.
It's Ray's? Yeah, it's definitely Ray Gaethje's fault. Yeah, that's just his dad.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, if you've never hung out with Ray, no one goes home, you know, with a dry mouth.
No, man. So. You're not going to be dying of thirst. Oh, man. Yeah. So, anyways, Mike, explain to the people a little about Hero Sports. I mean, I know everything about it, and I think it's a great cause. I mean, it's something that I look forward to keep working with my gladiators, with Justin. Just, you know, explain to the people what it is and why you do it.
Yeah, so I was an 8-year Army combat medic, and after I went to one deployment and came back, I went to physical therapy school. And worked physical therapy at the medical hospital here in San Antonio, rehabbing guys from battlefield injuries, and just really wanted to do more than just my day-to-day job of the rehab side of it. I wanted to help these guys kind of transition into the civilian world. And, you know, my background, I've always played sports my whole life, and I played college football before I joined the Army, and just, you know, sports has always been special to me. And I think it's a great way to bring people together, and started a baseball team and just really just started using baseball as a way to bring vets together and exercise and build camaraderie and play a game and push themselves a little harder than they thought they could push themselves. And baseball turned into slow pitch softball and then golf and then hunting and fishing and basketball. And we started doing all these different sports with a bunch of different veterans and, you know, here in San Antonio. And then we started kind of growing it to other parts of the country. And, you know, now we've got some chapters in some other places and just continuing to grow, you know, as we kind of help veterans across the country. And we've done all kinds of stuff from sports, from hunting and fishing to concerts, to sporting events, to, you know, UFC fights with different fighters and, you know, fundraisers and Christmas, you know, for veterans and just all kinds of stuff, man. So it's really just been my way of starting to kind of give back to those that I either served with, that I rehabbed, or, you know, just other people who have served that I've never met and just been able to help along the way.
Yeah. I mean, I have been there firsthand to seeing, some of the fundraisers you guys do. I've done seen the hunting trips you guys put on with these guys. I've been involved with that. And I'm telling you guys, I don't care if it's with Hero Sports or any organization that helps vets. And Mike, you probably vouch for this too. If you can like save a guy that's struggling from, you know, anything, you know, and it just, to me, that's where it is, because this hits home with me, because my dad served in Vietnam, and, you know, he has post-traumatic and, you know, 100% Agent Orange, and, you know, and like I know exactly what, you know, some of these families are feeling. I don't know what the guys are feeling, because I've never done combat, but I know being what it's like to being a kid, you know. So I've seen it, and it, you know, and man, I'm telling you, man, I've got to talk with some of these guys and hear their stories, and it's unreal. And how thankful they are when we come to go hunt with them, or just to get them outside, you know. That's what I think is just awesome. I could care less about killing stuff when I'm with them. I just want to go have fun, hang out.
Clearly.
You know. Well, hey, it really is, man. I really just, I'm there to hang out with them, have some beers with them, listen to them. Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm there just to have fun with you. I mean, shit, how many times me and you been in the blind together on our trips? It's been fun. Like, and I don't know. I just think you have a really cool thing going on, and, like, I'm thankful. I would love just to play softball with him, but, you know, I love the whole outdoor thing. You know that, right? I mean, you know that.
Well, and I think the cool thing is what, you know, the guy that likes to go hunting and fishing, you know, can also go play a sport and can also go take their family to a concert or, you know, a sporting event. And then you can also go do, you know, some sort of social activity that we're doing. You know, I mean, there's just so many different types of events that we do that we kind of cater to, you know, a multitude of different veterans that are out there. You know, it's not just hunting and fishing, and all you get is hunting and fishing. And if you don't like hunting and fishing, well, we don't have anything for you, you know. And I think that's, you know, a little bit of something why, you know, people gravitate towards doing activities with us, is because they know that they can go do a multitude of different things that they enjoy. You know, the similar with a UFC fighter. You know, Justin fights, but he also likes going hunting and fishing, and he likes playing golf, and he likes doing other activities outside of fighting. Well, veterans are the same way, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you know, so why not take a bunch of different things that we all like to go do as service members and create that for them?
Well, and I think that's what's that's very unique about, you know, your organization, because you guys, you're not just one can, or you're not just one jar of outdoor fishing or playing men's softball. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are, you just open a whole box full of goodies for people. You know what I mean? And
for sure,
you know, like the golfing thing, I think is huge. You know what I mean? Because not everybody's a pro golfer, but guess what? It's not about being good. It's just getting out, doing it, have some fun with their brothers again. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Get that camaraderie. But you know what I mean? Yeah, let me have another Corona. Hey, every time. Hold up, though. Every time you hear a Mexican song, you got to drink. Oh man, we're gonna have fun, Mike. We're gonna have fun. So, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's all about that camaraderie of getting the guys back out, right? Sitting out in a blind, getting them out, you know, playing softball, being a part of a team again, right? I mean, is that
sure.
You being a physical therapist? I mean, that's probably what you probably seen of them missing the most, right? I mean, that's just anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I work at the hospital rehabbing guys, you know, like you have your clinical time where you actually, you know, focus on strengthening and flexibility and, you know, the actual art of rehab. But then, like, you take that same guy who, you know, spent an hour or two in the rehab gym and then take him out to go play a sport, you know, they're using different muscle groups and, you know, they're not even thinking about the therapeutic value of what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They're just reacting like an athlete, you know, and I think that's kind of where it started to resonate with me is like, you know, these guys, even though they're injured, can still, you know, play a sport and use what they've known in the past in that muscle memory to help them in rehab. So just kind of marrying the two together is kind of what I was doing and didn't even really realize it, you know. I mean, that was kind of the cool part about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's such, just being outside, period, is such therapeutic, you know, getting out of their house, you know, getting off the recliner and just getting out, just quit watching the news, you know what I mean? You get outside.
They say a bad day at the golf course is better than a good day at work, right?
Goddamn right, you know, and that's, my golf game is fucking horrible, horrible.
Yeah, didn't you play out in Concan when you were here?
Oh, dude, we played like three holes because we were sweating so bad. We were worried about having like polos on. We didn't have polos. We had like our hunting gear on, hunting t-shirts on, like Kryptek. And, dude, by the second hole, my ass and Justin's ass had our shirts off. We were sweating so bad. And we told Kim, we're like, Kim, dude, we got to cut this short, dude. Let's go. Let's go back to the AC. Get a game plan and let's go shoot an axis later. He goes, I'm right there with you, brother. Because it was way too hot. Yeah. And while I think we even went to the river there before.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
that was cool.
That place is awesome, dude.
I had never been there. So
dude,
I thought that
was
awesome.
So awesome. Hold on. I got to grab me a beer again.
Hey.
They're going down nice and smooth.
They always go down too smooth when we're together.
Here's the thing, man. So right now, Mike and I, we'd be headed to Florida for Justin's fight this week.
Yep.
And so I was like, man, what a perfect timing to get Mike on the podcast, right? Because we'd be together anyways. Well, this time there's no crowd, no fans for it. Because it sucks. It definitely sucks. But I say we're still gonna have our beers, right? It might be better for me because now I won't be so hung over on the day of the fight.
Yeah, actually, today in my Facebook memory popped up when we went to Ireland, Texas, out at the Let It Fly Ranch.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago today.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm always traveling at this time because last year at this time we went to British Columbia, right, to hunt and spring bear. And then we went to Texas the year before.
Yeah.
This year, going to freaking Florida. So
yeah, I talked to Justin this morning, and he said after the fight we're definitely going to do some hunting. So I guess we need to start planning our Texas trip.
I want some pigs and axes, man. That's what I need.
I know some spots.
I need that in my life. There, I need that in my life bad.
Yeah. Well, we can make that happen. So I know.
Holy shit. What is this whole deal? Oh, I got the little Corona, the little tiny ones. I was like, why is it so small?
Yeah.
I got the tiny one. Check this out, Mike. Look at the little ones. Carnitas. They're like little ones.
That's like me and you.
It is. Oh, Mike, guess what? Guess what? Hi, hi, hi. Hey. Anyways, what I was going with this, what was probably the, how many years were you in the Army?
Eight
years, huh? Damn.
8 long years, man. Combat medic life, man. It's not, not for the faint at heart, I'll tell you that.
No, hell no, man. Hell no. Tell me, what was probably one of the craziest memories that you have? And not talking about like combat, that's like maybe with your boys. Yeah, anything, man. Tell me something. Tell me a little story.
The thing is, man, and most vets will tell you, man, like, it's crazy, you know, like, obviously everybody has their combat stories and, you know, the ups and downs of combat. But, you know, really, you know, you develop your lifelong military friends, man, you know, back, you know, kind of in garrison. You know, just doing day-to-day life together, you know. And, you know, I was at my first duty station was at Fort Polk. You know, I was at JRTC. I was a combat medic there. And, you know, just, you know, out there training all the time, day in, day out, 30 days at a time, man. It's just, you know, that's the stuff that I miss, you know. I mean, I definitely don't miss the combat life of having to treat, you know, wounded service members.
No, hell no.
You know, so... You know, that part of it is, you know, definitely not something that I miss. I enjoyed doing my job, you know, and glad that I was there to do it. But at the same time, you know, just you know, doing military life with my battle buddies and friends, man.
For sure.
It was awesome.
I bet, for sure. If you hear that screaming there, Mike has a... Fiesta going on pretty much at his house. He has his family there.
We got a house party going on here, so I apologize to anybody that.
Wait, where's your mom and dad from?
They're from Alabama.
Alabama, is that where you're from? Born and raised?
Yeah, I was born in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, I'm sorry.
my tree doesn't branch. Okay.
So anyways, man, I saw that when I talked to you earlier, man, that they drive that, mobile home all the way down there.
Yeah. Yeah. They brought their RV.
Dude, that thing is luxury.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, like when they were going to come here to visit, you know, we were moving, and you know, they didn't know if they would be able to get a hotel, you know, yeah, like,
absolutely,
you know, with the road, you know, so like, they're like, well, we should bring the RV, you know, if we get tired, we'll just pull over to the side of the road and, you know, sleep on the bed and wake up the next day and keep driving. And that's what they did. But, you know, they didn't have any clue of what traveling would, you know, be like, you know, would gas stations be open and would hotels be open. So, you know, and they didn't want to fly, you know, my parents aren't, you know, young enough.
They're not young enough. Yeah. They would, dude, if I could do it, I would fucking take an RV across the country too, though, like that.
It's not a bad way to travel, man.
No, I mean, dude, honestly, like, I think that's the way to do it, like, because it's, I don't know. I like the luxury of me pulling over if I want to stop. If I want to keep going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would love.
We actually took it last summer up to Washington D.C. for a celebrity softball game up there.
Oh, you did
with Jose. Yeah, we were doing a game with like Jose Canseco, what's his name, Randall L. from the Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
and my parents wanted to go. It was during the summer. They're just like, you know, if you're gonna go, we'd like to go and sightsee and hang out and kind of see what the event's about. And we all just kind of drove from Alabama up there, and it was awesome. We stopped, I think, in Virginia, you know, and just stayed at a camping spot, and it was an awesome way to travel.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like a heck of a time. How many guys would you say that you have a part of Hero Sports in? Let's get back to the Hero Sports topic real quick. speaking of like Jose Canseco and everything, got this brain thinking a little bit. I know that's scary, right? How many people do you guys work with, and like on your staff, how many vets have you worked with? Do you have a rough number?
Yeah, man. Over the last 5 years, we've helped over 10,000, veterans, service members, or their family members.
Wow.
And that's a multitude of different ways. It's either, sports, hunting and fishing, tickets to events, social gatherings. I mean, so, we have so many different ways to keep people busy all the time that, we're not, just counting the one time we take, Joe Smith on five different events, right. I mean, we're reaching 5,000 people a year, in a multitude of different places because, we have events that they can go do routinely. So, in the last 5 years, we've helped, over 10,000 veteran service members or family members through some sort of sporting event, hunting and fishing trip, recreational activity, tickets, Christmas. We do a Christmas thing every year where we adopt some veteran families and buy their kids Christmas presents. So, we just try to help out however we can, whether it's food, clothing, financial assistance. We've paid some bills for people. I mean, we can't do everything that we want to be able to do. We can't pay every veteran's bills, but, if it comes to us and our board feels like, this is something we need to step in and help, prevent a crisis, then we do it.
So speaking of that and bills and stuff, like you just said you in the past 5 years reached 10,000 vets, right? That's a lot of fundraising. That's a lot of donations, a lot of things. I mean, but a lot of footwork on your hand and your staff that you got with you. Cause I've seen it. I've been a part of it and it's a lot of hustle, man. And I'll give that to you. Like it's true hustle, what you do. And I got to take my hat off for that, man, because a lot of people would be like, why do this? Why? It's too much work. It's too much work. So what I'm getting at is this thing costs money, donations. I see you doing raffle. I see you doing a raffle right now, right?
We got one of our ranches that hosts us every year for a hunt. They gave us a axis hunt, trophy axis, 34 inches or above trophy axis out at their ranch. And we have actually, I have it right here.
Let me see that, baby.
This
that's a Kimber.
Yeah, Kimber 6.5 Creedmoor.
Kimber.
That's right here. So,
wow. And okay, hold on. So let me get this right. You're going to raffle off this gun, a trophy access hunt in San Antonio?
It's just an hour outside of San Antonio.
So for $50
a ticket. Yeah, 50 bucks. Only 250 tickets sold. We've got right at, I think, 15 tickets left.
Wow.
So, to close it out.
Wow. And, man, you got great partners to do that, dude. That is you. I mean, a hunt like that would cost you around $3,000, even maybe $5,000 just to hunt by itself.
Yeah. Well, the cool part is, the hunt, it comes with the trophy access, but they're also going to take you hog hunting. You got fishing. You get to bring a guest. You have all the lodging and meals are also covered by the ranch. So you're not going by yourself. You get to take a guest and your guest can hog hunt and fish with you. Only the winner is going to get to be able to shoot the trophy axis, but
obviously,
this ranch, I think I sent you pictures the other day, there was
ranch is that one?
It's called Bug Scuffle Ranch.
Oh yeah. That's the one I want to go to. That one looks sweet as hell. Yeah, it's so many exotics up there and everything. Like for me, it was just like when we went to that one time it was all about just like me taking pictures of the exotic animals. I mean, to me, that was like a a poor man's safari. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure. Yeah,
like to absolutely. Me, that's what it was about. Like, I mean, I'm not going to Africa anytime soon. You know what I mean? And like, to me, that was like, oh shit, this is sweet.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And that's where you shot your
Oryx.
That's where you shot your Oryx, right?
Yeah. So Justin shot a black buck there. I shot an Oryx, and yes, we paid for it. But here's what's cool about it. This is why I have no problem shooting an exotic in Texas. One, I know I'm going to get an animal. I hope to God I better get an animal. Right?
Guaranteed.
Right? But two, I'm not just trophy hunting, man. My trophy's my meat. You know what I mean? In Africa, you ain't bringing none of that shit back.
Yeah.
You ain't bringing no meat back. You know what I mean? Like,
those Oryx steaks were the bomb.
Oh, dude. The Oryx was probably, I would say, better than elk. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I mean, ranch owners that I know, you know, they're like, if we're hungry and need to fill the freezer, we go and shoot an Oryx. It's the best meat, you know?
Guaranteed. So, I mean, it was probably the best meat I've had. I mean, I love Axis. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that Oryx was extra good. I'm not kidding. And that's what I liked about hunting in Texas on exotics about that is, yeah, sure, it is a high fence. But I'm not going to Africa either. You know what I mean? Half the price.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper to go to Texas.
Hey, you are way cheaper. I get to keep the meat. You know, I get to process it myself if I want, right? Or I just drop it off at the local butcher. Then I get to keep the head, do the cape, pick my taxidermy, who I want to do. You know what I mean? I try to give back to the people that help Mike. You know, they help him. I might as well help them, you know, do their business. It's a win-win situation for everybody. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. And then, the other part is, you know, you get to go hang out with vets while you're here and actually do the hunt with them. And, you know,
saying that, right? We went on that one hunt, Let It Fly Ranch, and it wasn't a high fence ranch, right? It was all, it was just private land, but it was no high fence, nothing. And when we were out with Shaggy, he was a vet, right?
Yep.
And me and Justin went with him, and I think it was just us three. And dude, he was teaching Justin so much about how to stalk, you know, how to take his, you know, how to approach an animal, and you know, it's kind of what they did in combat and everything. And like, it was just cool just talking to Shaggy about that, and you know, and how grateful he was, like he was taking us, showing us a couple things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause he showed me, dude, I went and bought a couple freaking walkers that next day or on the way home from the flight because the sound that you could hear, right? Yeah, was nuts. I never knew anything about it. I was oblivious to it. You know what I mean?
He was
showing us some things. It was cool, man. It was cool.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's, you know, the cool part is you know, you guys get to come hunting with these guys, you know, and get to know them there. And then they get to turn around and come to the fight, you know, and go to dinner with Justin's family. You know, they get to go to the fight and get the fighting experience. They get to hang out with them before and after, you know, so it really just becomes like a small family, you know, and like, you know, guys checking in on everybody, you know, I mean, guys reach out to you directly, you know, they don't go, you know, straight through me every time, you know, I mean, obviously if they don't,
they like they me don't more than you, that's why.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, that's the cool part, man. It's literally become, you know, like our own little family.
Yeah. It's like an extended family. And like, honestly, like what I like about it is it was like, it really is like how close we all stay in touch still. You know what I mean? Like really is like it's not like, oh, we went hunting with these guys this weekend. Nah, man, these guys are like my brothers now. You know what I mean? Like I care. Yeah. I really do care about them. And like they'll send me Snapchats or Facebook pictures. And like if I'm doing something really cool, they'll be like, oh, tight invite. You know?
Our, or Luke will FaceTime us at 3 a.m. You know.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get little phone calls from me getting tied up. That's because I'm thinking about y'all though.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man.
Shit. But anyways, going to that punt for the first time, Mike, with you guys, and who out? Well, Corey Anderson was there, right?
Yep.
Light heavyweight Corey Anderson.
Justin. Frankie Perez's brother was there.
Yeah. What was his name again? Esteban.
Esteban Perez. Yeah. Yep. He was a Marine Corps vet.
Mm-hmm.
He came down with Corey. Then we had some of our guides that, you know, help us out with, you know, taking veterans hunting.
Yep.
And we had those guys are cool Shaggy and Charlie.
Shaggy and Charlie. My dad really likes Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad liked Charlie. And then Marine.
Marlene. Yeah.
Marlene
was there.
Tell the people about her. Because tell her about the cool thing about her getting the heart. But
yeah. So she's a Purple Heart recipient. Female Purple Heart recipient, has done a lot of cool stuff to give back to the veteran community. Obviously works with us to help other vets that are struggling. But then at the same time, she was selected by The Rock. She got a Mustang donated by The Rock, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was crazy, dude. Justin showed me that video, and I was like, wait. She got that car. Was it Corvette?
No, it's a Mustang.
Mustang, that's what it is. That's what it was, a Mustang. Yeah. So it was bad.
It was a special thing with Ford. They donated one to her. And, The Rock filmed it with $7. And, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool little.
Yeah, that's little definitely deal. Cool. Yeah, definitely cool. That was.
But, that's the same time, like people that get cool experiences like that, are also giving back to their community. So,
yeah, absolutely. You, for instance, get to be on my podcast.
definitely on the bucket list.
It's time
for a Mexican song.
Oh shit, Mike! Yeah. I'm gonna miss you this week, bro. It's gonna be different. I'm gonna miss a lot of things. This whole thing's gonna be weird, I think. You know?
Yeah, man. Usually we get in on Wednesday or Thursday. Take in all the pre-fight festivities, and we do the dinner before the Friday night dinner and the Saturday night debauchery afterwards. Our first fight I think we went to was in Kansas City. When he was still in World Series of Fighting.
Did he fight that fight?
The guy backed out on him.
Yeah, that was that Russian, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that was our first fight ever.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was in Kansas City and it was at the casino. And I remember Charlie? Was it Charlie?
I don't think Charlie went to that one. I think that was
Was it Chris?
Manny? Manny? I don't know if you remember Manny and Brian. Manny and Brian, I know, went to that one.
Yep. Okay. Yep. You're right. Those two went. And what's her name went too?
Marlene. Yeah.
Marlene. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then I know we've been to Detroit. We were there for Detroit. We were there in Vegas when he beat Johnson.
Yep. The first UFC one.
Yeah. The Ultimate Fighter one. We had people there. I wasn't there, but we had people there for a World Series of Fighting on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah.
We've been to Nebraska, where we met your fam.
Yeah, when we was cool. Michael Vick that fight or James Vick? James Vick.
I don't know about Michael Vick.
He might have been locked up still. All right, the beers are kicking in. Jay Vick,
we were there for Edson and Philly.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy. Hey, hold on. Which one did I get in my underwear, my USC boxers?
That would be the one in Phoenix, sir.
In Arizona, when Lopez and yep, and Justin fought.
Matt Lopez was the first fight of the night in Arizona, and then Justin was the main event. So, like,
yeah, that was we were there all day. How did I go?
We stayed up to like 4 a.m.
Oh man. But it was remember when Justin called if we were on our way to the liquor store, we left the team dinner and he got mad at me.
Yeah.
I had him on speakerphone.
The best part was is we were with Justin's brother and his sister in law. He's like, "What are you guys doing?" Yeah. That was when Kia was there too.
Yeah, so. And Justin was always yelling at me. For me being his older brother, like his bigger brother, he's always yelling at me. You know what I mean? It should be the other way around, right? I should be yelling at him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're so irresponsible, Lou.
I know. He's like, God, I can't take you nowhere. All right, I got to grab another beer.
Dang, man, those little beers are going down smooth.
Dude, these little things ain't even worth buying. I don't even know how I got these little things.
Yeah. It's yeah, right. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been really awesome to have you guys come down here. You guys came down to our big fundraiser last year, which is really awesome. And
hey, I know you guys were supposed to have another one of those, right? But obviously
next
COVID.
Week.
Oh, next, was it next week? Thursday.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Explain to the peeps about that, man. Because to me, that was what was really cool about it. I mean, I got to hunt with you guys. I got to take some vets out. I got to kick it, hang it, entertain. Remember when Justin was kicking me? And we made him drink Fireball that night, too, because I took the leg kick.
Yeah, every leg kick, he had to take a shot.
Yeah, that was cool, huh? That was cool. But
until the next day.
Yeah, until I couldn't walk the next day, exactly. But we did that banquet, and, dude, I just couldn't believe, like, how many auction items you had from A to Z, from outdoor gear to golf clubs to, guns, hunts. Trips, yeah, trips to go to Mexico or kick some whatever, man.
Everywhere.
The people you have working with you, talk about like how do you approach, like who you working with, like how, like somebody listen to the podcast and they're like, damn, this is a cool thing to be a part of. Explain how can they be a part of this?
Yeah, I mean the cool part is, man, is like we're so diverse that we can pretty much figure out how to implement anybody's product or, whatever they're wanting to do into something that we do, and, obviously we do hunting and fishing. So, we work with a lot of the, firearms and the, crossbows and the, fishing, industry folks, which, is awesome. I never grew up hunting, it's just something that I've picked up since doing Hero Sports. And, I have found that I enjoy it. But then on the sports side too, we have, we've done softball bats with different companies and we've done, baseball bats with different companies and, we've, worked with the Spurs and, so many different organizations of people who see what we do and just want to be a part of it and get involved. And we really just work it out directly with them and kind of figure out what that looks like for them and how it can help us. And it's really just
whether it's money, gear, time helping out. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to fit, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, we can take products and make it into money. Actually, I just got some more donated autographed sports memorabilia that, we can raffle off ourselves, so everything doesn't have to be cash money or a check. We can figure out how to take that product and make it money for us to be able to help veterans as well. So,
absolutely.
If somebody, donates a rifle or a crossbow or a bow, we can figure out how to get it in a veteran's hand to take them hunting, So, it can really go either way. It can be product or it could be money. And, obviously it does take money to run an organization like this. You got to be able to, get these veterans to places and, everything's not free. I mean, I know a lot of people think in the nonprofit space, everything's just donated to us and given to us for free, but you know, that's just not the reality of business, you know?
No, hell no.
So, and a lot of businesses, you know, obviously want some sort of return on the investment. So we try to give that to them through, you know, either marketing or, you know, having veterans, you know, use their product or, you know, however we can make it beneficial for them as well. We just figure that out.
Yeah. And like, the way I look at it, I mean, it's no different than me running my show, my podcast or whatever, but yeah, you are helping me keep my engine rolling. But these guys, yeah. these guys are seriously, these are vets that are in need. Like, you are literally seeking out and trying to find the people that really need the help. And believe me, guys, it does make a difference. Donations do make a difference. Product makes a difference. I mean, honestly, like that rifle you're giving off right there, you get for a $50
ticket.
You get a 6.5 Creedmoor, right? Kimber.
Yeah. Kimber, yeah. You know, it's a good rifle.
Hell yeah, that's a great rifle. I don't know about the 6.5, but I would buy for $50. But yeah, you get to go out and hunt with these guys on a freaking badass ranch on a trophy access deer hunt, right? A trophy access deer hunt. Guys, that hunt right there would probably run you around $3,000 to $5,000. I promise you that.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I tell people all the time, it's worth $50 just to have your name in there. You know, like even if you don't get picked, you know,
you're helping. You're helping. You're helping the cause.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is you know, ultimately you're supporting what we do in the hopes that you might win that hunt. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I got a couple of buddies that bought it, and they're like, dude, I hope I win that. I'll take you. Well, no shit, you're going to take me, motherfucker. No shit, man. I don't want to talk to you. I hope they win. Honestly, I just can't wait for this whole COVID-19 to go away. It's like a bad dream, and I want to come out there and start kicking it, you know? Dude, that's honestly probably been one of the best times I have is going out hunting with all you guys, man. Don't get me wrong. I have some great hunts, but fuck, man, hanging out with you guys, hearing the stories, just the laughs, like, you know what I mean? Like the laughs, it's just so awesome. And of course, you know, we record a lot of it. So I get to replay it a lot and it's so fun, dude. It's just to get back and watch that shit.
Tell them about the time when we were at Let It Fly and we were playing horseshoes. And like this dude, like all of a sudden learned how to play horseshoes, like when you were down like 20-7.
Yeah, dude. So who was it? Me and Justin on a team.
Yeah, you and Justin versus me and Chris.
Yeah, it was you and Timmerman, right? And so Mike and Chris, let alone, are not small people. And me and Justin. You know, we're like 170 pounds, you know, just out of shape. I'm like 155 at the time. All right, maybe I'm pushing two bills. All right. So we had a bet. What was a bet? We had to get dunked in the pond, right?
Yeah, the loser had to go jump in the lake.
Yeah, so me and Justin, we don't lose, right? We don't lose. But this guy got a freaking horseshoe up out of his ass and started playing with that thing. And he came back. Well, you were down like 20-7. It was stupid.
Me and Chris were winning 20-7. We thought we had it in the bag. And then all of a sudden you learned how to play horseshoes. Like,
yeah, I started just ringing them, huh?
Yeah. And we're like, who is this guy? Like, you hadn't played good all day.
No, I was hungover, I think.
or your leg hurt from getting kicked.
Yeah, Justin kicking me. But yeah, so anyways, we end up losing either way, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't getting dunked. Fuck this. Dude, you want to talk about how many was it? It was probably like six of you. Six of us, dude. Dude, dude, I was going to take somebody with me, though, when I went in. I was literally locking up Justin's dumbass just goes in there and takes a flip, right? He goes in there, and it's cold. It's a cold pond. It's what?
Oh, yeah.
what is it, March maybe, when we went?
Yeah,
did
it was
that?
March. It was cold.
Yeah, well, what did you just say? 2 years ago for today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so May. It was May, yeah. It was still cold in Texas. And fuck, man, I didn't want to get dumped. I tried to put my cell phone in my underwear, remember?
we went down and got that.
I literally put my cell phone by my dick. Kid you not. They were going to dunk me because I had my cell phone in there. Dude, these motherfuckers pretty much de-pantsed me and went fucking fishing for my phone, and they weren't grabbing the phone. And Chris is what? How tall is Chris?
He's probably 6'2", 6'3".
6'2", 3.
Well,
how
3 bills?
Hell yeah, 3 bills. Fuck yeah, he's 3 bills.
Okay,
280. All right, 280, 6'3", big black man, big ass hands, in my underwear, looking for my phone. And it was cold that day. And he's like, where's your phone at? There ain't much to move around in.
Is this an innie or an outie?
Oh, man. So, anyways, he got my phone out, and sure as shit, they dunked my ass in that cold-ass water. Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, Chris was the same guy you were wrestling in your UFC shorts with in Phoenix.
Yeah, Chris has been my boy, dude. I like Chris, man. Chris, he ain't scared. He ain't scared to have a good time. He's all, he got all in love with the chick and moved out to Cali, huh?
Yeah, man, he done left us, man. So
you literally this girl got to be the bomb bait for me to move to California.
She's a good girl, man. He definitely is doing well, man. So I'm happy for him.
Like when I FaceTime him and talk to him still, I talk to him and I see her in there. I'm like, yeah, you probably did all right there. You probably did a wise move.
Yeah, so I mean, it's good, man. But, you know, the cool part is, you know, he can take what he's been a part of here at Hero Sports, take it out to California and help out other vets, you know, and that's just kind of how we've grown organically, you know.
And and now that you work in, let's talk about that a little bit. Like, it's just not Texas. It's not San Antonio. You're working with, what's the name in Utah now?
Yeah, Vincent Vargas.
Yeah, Vargas. He's cool, man.
Yeah, so he's on the Mayans MC show on FX. Him and I met probably 6 years ago, and he was interested in playing baseball. He played college baseball before he joined the Army and just, you know, really kind of liked what we were doing and wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, has been involved ever since. And, you know, now he's gone on to acting and you know, being on a third year now going on for the spinoff of Sons of Anarchy, and you know, is continuing to help us grow the mission of helping other vets, you know. And so now we have, you know, we've done events in Hawaii, we've done events in California, Utah, Florida, you know, all over the place, you know. And every fight we've been to, we always try to take a local veteran as well. You know, we don't just take guys from Texas to the fights. We try to find, you know, local guys in that area that, you know, would be interested in going to a fight, you know, seeing a UFC fight, and take them too, you know. So it's really grown, you know, almost globally now, just because, you know, we help active duty, we help National Guard, we help reservists, and we help honorably discharged veterans. So the amount of people that we can help is huge, you know. So and guys are stationed around the world. So, you know, we do our own apparel. You know, we do shirts and hats and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've shipped stuff from Japan to the Middle East to Germany to, you know, everywhere.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
So, you know, yeah, so it's crazy. You know, just the sky's the limit. You know, the hard part is, you know, finding people that really want to help veterans and, you know, kind of putting their just their support behind a cause, you know, I would say, you know. And, you know, I know that a lot of people have, you know, have been burnt by other organizations, you know, which I get too, you know. It's, you know, we haven't been the best stewards of our community either, and that's the military community. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we try to do it a little different, you know, and I encourage people that, you know, just give us a look, you know, check out what we're doing, you know, and if you don't like it and it's not for you, that's cool too. You know, there's other groups out there that, that do a good job too.
And, yeah, you know, absolutely.
They need support as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, man, that is definitely 100% right there. At least give them a look, guys. If you guys are looking to donate, you know, whether it's product, money, time, or if you know a vet that needs help, I'm telling you guys, this organization is the real deal, Holyfield. On that note, I got to give a big shout out to my companies real quick. Tito Knives, I got that squashed out. I used to call it Tito Knives, and he's like, I think I want to call it Tito Knives. But anyways, Tito Knives. So Tito Knives out, man, extra light, extra sharp, can't beat them. Great company. It's a small business, guys. Support them, especially at this time, guys. If you guys put in GU15. You get 15% off of that, Craig.
Dang. Military discount.
Yeah, that's a military discount, right? Yeah. So, you can check out my boys over at Title Night, you know, Ultra Light, Ultra Sharp. Then my boys, Luke, man. I did a podcast with him. It'll pop up next week, probably after yours, Mike. He's super cool, man. We had a great time. Next one would probably be my boys over at Cafaro International. Gear for life. Gear for life, boys. They got the shit. You know what I mean?
I got that Wooby.
Yeah, you got that Wooby, huh? Yeah, that's just dope, huh?
That Wooby.
They are such a great company. You know, he's Army. He was an Army vet.
Yeah.
Aaron, he's a G, dude. Aaron is straight up a G. That whole company, everybody works there, man. I go in there in the factory. Love that place, man. Check them out. CafaroInternational.net. Check out all their stuff. They got everything from packs, shelters, blankets, sleep systems, you name it, sleds, anything that you need, they have it. And it's gear for life. I'm telling you that. And I'm going to be rocking the new Shape Charge out to Florida. So I'm pretty stoked about that. You guys will be seeing a little bit, little something on that thing. It's nice, dude. It's the best pack I've ever had. Like everyday pack, bro. It's the shit.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it's in Cryptek camo.
Yeah.
So on that note, Mike, it's about to enter my game right now, the MMA game, right? So real quick, you got Matt Hughes. You got Justin Gaethje. Oh, shit. You got your boy, Corey Anderson.
Overtime.
The OT, right? We all hunted with Corey, too, with you guys. Real quick. Matt Hughes, because I know you're a big Matt Hughes fan, right?
Yeah.
You got the highlight, Gaethje. You got the OT, Corey Anderson. You got a fight one, party with one, hunt with one. Go.
I've sparred with Justin and Corey both, and it's not fun. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. But I've never partied with Matt, so I know if I'm gonna party with somebody, it's gonna be Justin, because that boy can go.
Yeah.
So about 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah. Gaethje, he doesn't. He goes, man. When he has a green light, he goes. Period. Yeah. It's like when he fights, right? He's all in.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, my experience of partying with him has been after a fight when he can let loose and go, you know, and he's been in camp for so long, you know, that he's ready to let loose. So, you know, that's been, you know, the fun time of hanging out with him, doing some drinking and hanging out with vets after the fight. So, you know, if I'm going to hunt with somebody, it's definitely going to be Corey. I love hunting with him. He comes and hunts with us all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's getting his hunting thing kind of up and running now.
Yep.
Pretty cool to see, you know, outside of fighting. that he enjoys the outdoors, you know, a lot. So
he loves it, dude. He fucking loves it.
I guess I'm going to be fucking up Matt Hughes then. You know?
Oh, shit. I mean, you're about to get body slammed, son.
At the end of the day, I don't know if Matt's quite in my weight class, but, you know, he get it, you know?
All right. Yeah, that's good. That's it. I like that. I think out of those three, I think I probably would like to hunt with Matt Hughes.
Yeah. Right?
I think I'd like to hunt with Matt Hughes. I've hunted with Corey and hunted with Justin. I'm lucky enough to say that. And honestly, like, they're awesome. The only thing I would say is, and the only thing I'm saying this because I'd probably fight Justin, just because I'd probably get a bonus with that fight. I'd get that 50 G's, so I need that. If I'm going to take the ass whoop, but I'm going to get paid. You know what I mean? And I'm going to party with Corey because guess what, man? And it's not about a big party, but I'd come out to his house, and I see him always having those big-ass bonfires out and, you know, shooting out there in his place. I would party with him, I think. Of course, you know, we have a few drinks when we're down there with you, but you know, speaking of that, that one time we went down there with me, you, Corey, and Justin. We hooked up with the guys at Black Rifle Company. Dude, that was a great time with Crispy.
For sure.
With Omar and Matt Best. And dude, that was something really cool. And I know I had tons of hate, dude. People were like, dude, how the hell did you go out and hang out with them? And hang out in Matt Bess's workout room where he does all his videos and shit. And I'm like, dude, you got to hang out with Hero Sports. You know what I'm saying?
Tell you, man. We know a couple people, man.
We know a few people, you know. We know a few people. So. Yeah. That night was just cool because I shot that Axis, right? We took it back to Matt Bess's house, hung it up on his tree. Remember?
Yeah.
We literally took the back straps off that baby. And the tenderloins, and we grilled it that just like that.
Right there.
And it was the bomb, dude. The bomb.
So good.
Yeah, dude, it was cool, man. How's Crispy doing? Is he good?
He's good, man. Yeah, he's good. Actually, he's gonna come to my house and watch the fight on Saturday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'm going to have a non-quarantine UFC.
Keep your distance. Match. Keep your distance, baby. Yeah. Keep your distance.
6 feet. Back up.
Yeah, 6 feet. That's cool, man. Well, you got to tell all those guys that I said what up when you guys talked to them. Before I get off the whole MMA subject, so tell me real quick, like, what are you mostly in? Like, when you like to watch the UFC, do you like a big knockout? Do you like the strategy of a submission game? Or what? I mean, you tell me, as coming from the founder of Hero Sports. Tell me what you like.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm a big fan of two guys going in there and leaving it all in the ring, man. That's really, you know, whether it's a stand up or a submissions or whatever, man, it's, you know, I think, you know, guys that go in there and just try to point it, you know, and just lay on somebody for four or five rounds or, you know, three rounds and just, you know, just being a combat vet, man, you know, laying it all on the line sometimes is what you got to do, man. So, and I get it, you know, I mean, there's strategy involved. And, you know, if I'm a wrestler and this guy, you know, can't stop a takedown, you know, obviously I'm going to take him down. You know,
you tell Justin that?
I get the strategy behind it. But, you know, whether, you know, whatever the game plan is, man, just I love seeing guys go in and execute what they're trying to do and give it their all, you know. I mean, that's all you can ask of any athlete, I think, you know, whether it's a basketball player, or a football player, or an MMA fighter, man.
Yeah, give it all.
You know, don't go out on the biggest stage and you know, not give it your all. You know, I think, you know, whether it's a military person or an athlete or, a kid in school, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're striving to do, you know, give it your all.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you know, that's what I've done, you know, tried to do through Hero Sports, you know. I mean, I haven't, you know, I didn't know what starting a nonprofit was like or running my own business or any of that, you know, but I have a no quit attitude and, just, you know, I'm trying to do something for veterans 365 days a year, you know, not once a year.
And so, and honestly, like that right there is probably what you just said right there. Every day you wake up from every minute you're trying to help somebody. And guess what? I'll drink to that. Yeah. So, Mike, let's keep it real, though. Let's keep it real, real quick. Now that I've had these little baby coronas, I feel like I'm on He-Man right now. Like,
okay.
Let's get it real now. Me and you spar. You spar with Justin. You spar with Corey. But you spar with me, though. You might not see the family again, brother. Let's keep it real, baby. We got to keep that.
Hey, there's height limits to this, okay?
What do you mean there's height limits to that?
Hey, man, I didn't sign up for midget wrestling, okay? Mm-hmm.
Oh, there ain't going to be no midget wrestling. It's going to be me snapping, popping your ass, Craig.
Hey, we can film that next time.
I know, huh? We can film that one, huh? Yeah. Oh, shit, we always have fun, dude. I honestly, like, go just... Like, if I'm going to hunting camp with you guys, I just know that my stomach's going to be rolling, dude. And it's a good time with all you guys. Like, the guys that you get, like, just right away when I meet a new vet with you guys, I'm just, like, automatically, like, it's honor, for one, right? Yeah. But two, the cause that you're doing. And I think what a lot of vets need to know, too, like, it's nothing to be ashamed of, man. Be proud of being a vet. And come kick it with us. Like, this is something to be proud of and be part of, man. Like, and I think that's maybe, I don't know, have you ever felt like that? Like, people think that this is a handout or something like that? Like, nah, hell no, this ain't a handout. We want to be with you guys, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, man. It's like, you know, I wish that we could offer that opportunity to more people. You know?
Absolutely.
That's the hard part, man. It's like, you know, we're limited to the amount of support that we can do based on the amount of support that we get, you know, but there's a line, you know, down the street of people who want that same opportunity, but we just can't offer it all the time because
absolutely.
We're not getting that support to be able to offer it. You
right.
Know?
So, well, and, you know, and the, in your guys' defense, but like, you know, how I know Corey and how Justin have given you guys tons of UFC tickets that's coming out of their purse. Sure. Or whatever, yeah. Donations. And they would love to pack, you know, give you guys 20, 30 tickets. I know they would, right? But, I mean, realistically, you know, you guys get what? Shit, how many did you get that one time? Shit, there was four or five of you guys? That was fun.
Yeah, we usually do five a fight.
Yeah, you know, dude, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to call Dana, man, and figure out why he's not just.
Maybe I'll get a little quality time with him this time. I'll say,
yeah, man, hey, you know, man, give him a little elbow, man.
What's up? Right? Yeah, I don't know. You know. It's crazy. This fight's gonna be nuts, man. Like, there's gonna be no crowd. Joe Rogan's gonna be there. Daniel DC's gonna be there, and I think another commentator. And they're gonna like have them like all spread
separated
around like judges, right?
Yeah.
Around the octagon. Obviously the coaches, anybody in the camp's been together already, so we know.
Yeah.
Right? We're not.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be weird, man, walking out with a no crowd. Dude, and that's one thing I was trying to tell people is like I fought for 14 years, man, and when you walk out and I fought in the UFC, when you walk out in that arena, the hair stick up in the back of your head. I mean, it is the environment is so crazy, right? Like, it's nuts. Especially when Gaethje goes out because everybody loves the way he fights, right? And for me to be a part of that is just something unreal. And I don't know, man. It's going to be weird this time. It's nuts. Like, I know Justin's down But it will. It's going to be weird coming out to an empty arena or empty thing, and just see the cage, the octagon, and lights, and ref and judges.
Yeah, man. But you know, the best part is it's just another practice and another chance to go in there and keep climbing the ladder towards the top. You know,
I mean, this is what he wants. You know what I mean? And I've been watching Dana getting on celebrities on his IG and everything, and saying who's gonna win the main event. And dude, there's a lot of people picking Ferguson. A lot of people.
Yeah, man. You know, he's on a.
You got a piss? You know?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go pee. Go pee, man. I'm gonna break it down real quick. Go ahead. Go piss. Right. this motherfucker's dancing around in his chair like he got to go pee. Hey, guys, real quick, I want to break it down on why he's having a little potty break. That's the problem with us having beers on this podcast. Everybody be have to pay. So on this case, everybody has the pee break, I like to give a big shout out to all my companies that been here from day one. My boys in the battlefield to the backcountry, Cryptek Camo. Go see him, Butch, Justin, Clayhorn, all of them. Even Bam working there now. My boy Bam Bam working there. Hey, guys, go check them out, man. They're doing awesome things right now. They're actually making Cryptek mask. And they made so many for the people, the first responders, all the doctors, nurses. I mean, and you can get your own Cryptek mask with the filter online. Okay, guys, check them out. It's the bomb. And while you're there, dude, check out some of the gear, dude. Like, their altitude line is unreal. I'm actually rocking some of it right now, and this shit is the bomb bait. Bomb bait. Woo! Did it feel better? I see you. Dude, I think this is probably like my 10th podcast, right? And when I start seeing my people doing this, they're like, woo, I got to go pee-pee. I know.
Going down smooth, bro.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. Hey.
Well, like I said, you know, like you said at the beginning, man, we're having a little social gathering here, being social distance.
I can see how y'all found that up.
Yeah, so. Hey, we've been at it for a while.
I'm over it, man. Here's the deal, peeps. Yes, there's people getting sick. I get it. But guess what, man? The human body is a strong body. Dude, I'm telling you. And yes, the elderly, yes, please stay away. Stay home. Get some of this younger generation. I don't think our economy should crash, period, for this. I think it's enough. Let's get back to work. Let's get back doing it. You know, yes, if you're old, yes, keep your ass at home, Craig. You know what I'm saying?
You know, if you have a compromised condition, you know?
Yeah.
If you're elderly, if you feel sick, stay home.
But, yeah, man.
The rest of us, man, like, let's get back to it. Well, Texas is actually opening back up, kind of phasing it. Opening back up starting this week. So.
Well, that's what's happening here, too, is like a lot of businesses starting to open up. And our gym actually gets to open up, I think, May 8th on Friday, right? But there's a bunch of restrictions, like checking temperatures outside, you know what I mean, before you step in a foot. Yeah. Like, it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, here's my deal, man. If you're sick, why the fuck would you even come in? It's no different than the flu.
Yeah.
Keep your ass home, Craig.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for taking precautions, man, but, you know, millions and millions of people are suffering that are healthy. I'm glad we took precautions. I'm glad.
Yeah,
we,
I didn't want it. I didn't want it either. But at the same time,
we lowered the curve. You know, let's get back to it.
I'm just telling you, man. Nobody, COVID-19 didn't want to be in my immune system because they would have got fucked up.
I'm trying to drown COVID-19 right here.
COVID-19 enters my system. Bye, Felicia.
So, but yeah, man, I mean, you know, we, I appreciate you, you know, definitely having me on, man. I mean, it's an honor. You know, I know we talked about it, what, 3-4 years ago.
Yep.
You know, working together and starting to figure out how to get MMA fighters and veterans, you know, out on hunting and fishing trips. And, you know, it's really just been an honor to work with you guys and have you, you know, be a part of what we're doing and help just kind of be advocates and spread the word that, you know, that we are doing a good thing. And, you know, we're helping a lot of people and, you know, there's plenty of room for other people to get involved to keep helping us, you know, and if we can use, you know, a platform like you guys have, or Justin has, or, you know, Corey has, or, you know, other people absolutely. Who support us, man, it just continues to, you know, have a positive impact on the military community, man. And that's really what we're trying to do.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, it's like you guys are the real heroes and everything. And, like, you get all these fucking fighters having so much, like, a huge platform, you know, and it's so nice seeing guys like Justin and Corey, you know, give you guys shout outs on, you know, the Instagram and shit, you know. It's cool. That's what I really like about these guys that I work with, and obviously they see the cause for a good cause with you guys. So on that note, Mike, what's up, man? What can people find you on the IG?
Yeah, so Heroes_Sports on Instagram and Twitter. Heroes Sports on Facebook. Heroesports.org is our website, you know, and there's many ways to get involved. You know, send us a message. I run all of our social media, you know, so, you know, I can, you know, you'll be talking directly to me. You know, it's not a, you know, a hired, you know, social media person or whatever, you know. I pretty much do everything.
You're the grind, man. You're on the grind, huh?
Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, that's one of the blessings, man, is like, you know, we don't have a lot of overhead. You know, we don't have a huge paid staff. You know, we don't have a building we have to pay for every month. You know, I mean, we're able to take what we are given monetarily wise and roll it right back into helping people. And to me, the impact was greater than how much money we raised.
Absolutely.
And being, you know, just being a mentor and being able to help veterans was, you know, my cause, just because I saw how what we were doing was helping so many people that it just kind of became almost like an addiction, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm addicted to trying to find a new way to help other veterans all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just kind of became my passion. And, you know, I'm grateful that I get to, you know, do stuff like this and go to fights. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we're not helping veterans, you know, by using this platform, then I think we missed the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. Yeah, man, on that note, man. Hey, Mike, it's always been real, man. I'm going to miss you at Fight Week, bro. But this has been the best ever, honestly. Catching up with you, having my beers with you. I just wanted to say, man, thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you stand for. I appreciate everything you do for the people, man, all the vets. Guys, man, check out their website. Check out their Instagram. Check out their Facebook, man. Shoot them a message. Ask how you could join. Ask how you could help. Dude, there's tons of ways, right? Tons of ways.
For sure.
And, hey, don't be trying to enter my raffle, man. I'm about to win that raffle right now for $50, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So, on that note, man, I want to give a big shout-out to Leopold Optics, man. Check them out, man. American made. Can't beat that, right? Can't beat that. Leopold Optics. Can't beat it. My boys over at Cryptech once again, and the one and only Kafaro International. These are my boys, oh, Aaron, A-Rod, okay? And don't forget about my boys over at Tito, okay? Now it's Tito. I can't even say Tito no more. Tito Knives, ultra light, ultra sharp. And once again, this one is about Hero Sports.
Yeah.